John, hi.
Well, I just wanted to post you on the dean meeting.
Right.
Went fine. He is going to wait until after he's had a chance to talk with Mitchell and to pass the word to McGurdy through his lawyers that he is going to appear at the grand jury. His feeling is that Liddy has pulled the plug on McGurdy. And that
he knows it now.
And he said that there's no love lost there, and that that was Liddy's motive in communicating informally. At the same time, he said there isn't anything that he, Dean, knows or could say that would in any way harm John Mitchell.
Right. But it would harm McGurdy.
Right. And his feeling is that Sirica would not listen to a plea of immunity,
privilege,
I should say, and
privilege from him.
Yeah, he would be much better off to go down there and have an informal conference,
right.
And that's what he wants to do.
Right.
So obviously we didn't tell him not to, but we did say that it was
right.
Important that the other people knew what he was doing.
Well, Mitchell, of course, is going to be put to the prod on this one.
That's right.
Mitchell has got to decide whether he's going to tell John Dean, look here, I don't think you ought to say a word, or you got to go down the line.
Well,
now, John is not going to lie.
He says John Mitchell is sort of living in a dream world right now. He thinks this is all going to go away.
He thinks that?
Yeah.
John Dean thinks that Mitchell's living in a dream world?
Yeah. He thinks that that's Mitchell's frame of mind on all of this. For instance, he hasn't bothered to retain counsel. He hasn't really done much about preparing himself or anything of this kind. So,
what does Dean think about it?
Well, Dean says it isn't going to go away. It's right on top of us. And that the smartest thing that he, Dean, can do is go down there and appear cooperative.
Right.
So, he'll be around all day tomorrow, and we'll see how this unfolds during the day.
What is he? Did you give him your theory about the McGurdy thing?
Yes.
What he ought to do?
Yes. And he said, well, the thing that I didn't understand was that McGurdy was the target of the Long Liddy discussion. And that there wasn't anything that he, Dean, could add.
No. But what about the theory, your idea that McGurdy ought to come in and say, look, my recollection has been refreshed.
Well,
so
yeah, but he said that he's satisfied that they're not really after McGurdy on perjury. They're after him. Somebody as the instigator of the plot.
I see.
And that cleaning up the perjury.
What does he think that McGurdy will do? That McGurdy will.
Well, nobody knows.
McGurdy could be the loose cannon.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
He's highly vulnerable, and nobody knows. The Dean's very strong feeling is that this is the time when you have to just let it flow. And that's his.
I tend to agree with him, you know.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Because basically, Mitchell must say, going hard on it, John, and so forth. We can't claim privilege for Dean on this kind of a matter, can we?
I don't believe on acts prior to the investigation, no.
That's what they're asking for. Dean says, look, I'll be very careful, and so forth. But so, where do we go from there, then?
Well,
then he pulls the plug on McGurdy, but then the point that John Mitchell's got to be concerned about is McGurdy pull the plug on him.
That's right. That's correct.
But the next question, John, they're going to ask her is, did you close anybody? Who gave the final approval?
Yeah, obviously.
Now, McGurdy, I don't think, strangely enough, Jerson, he's going to pull the plug, he's going to pull on Mitchell rather than Haldeman.
Well, that's right. And that's the reason that we felt out of not only fairness, but also in order to make sure that nobody thought that the White House was bombing him, that John ought to talk to these fellows and let them know what it is he's intending to do.
When does he have to decide this?
Well, he has to get in touch with them tonight, and he thought that he probably would see them tomorrow night.
Right.
See, they prepare their case at night and work the jury during the day.
So he'll tell them that tomorrow night I'll talk to you, tonight he says, what's he going to say tonight?
Well, he just says, give me an appointment tomorrow night.
Oh, he'll go over and see him.
Yeah.
Right. I think he has to do that. That's right.
All right, sir.
Well, but he's got to lay it off pretty hard with Mitchell that he hasn't got any choice on this, that he will not justify anything afterward. In fact, he'll not justify it except that he'll be damn careful. He'll
he's going to just say to John that he's certainly not going to look for he deemed doesn't really know anything that jeopardizes
right,
John,
right.
Which is true.
Right. Now, who's going to talk to Magruder?
Dean's lawyer. He's going to talk to Magruder's lawyer.
And tell him what the hell would he going to tell him, though?
Tell him that John's been invited to come down for informal conferences and he's going to have to go.
That's right. So what does that do for Magruder?
Well, that undoubtedly concerns him, but it also alerts him in the most orderly kind of way.
Right.
And
but John Dean says Magruder can't get off by going in and confessing to the perjury.
No, he says that's not really what they're after.
They want to convict him for Watergate.
Right.
So if he confesses perjury, he's going to be convicted for Watergate, right?
Both.
I get him for both, though.
Both. Yeah.
Well, under your version of the law.
Well, I'm afraid that if he goes down and testifies, I would guess what he'll try and do is plead some sort of constitutional protection, Fifth Amendment or something.
Yeah. Magruder?
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
He better plead the Fifth Amendment. I don't think he's got any other choice.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
Right. Okay. You let me know tomorrow about after Herman. I won't hear from
him. I'll let you know after Schultz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.